how often do I act the way I think people would like me to act? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instance Illumination. How often do I act like I think people would like me to act? Well, perhaps the answer to that is far too often. Far too often, all of us look at the world and see the world and say to the world, oh, is that what you want me to do? Is that how you want me to act? Is that what you want me to think? Are those the directions you want me to go? When we do that, we are the silliest people on the face of the earth. We should always be ourselves and have fun. That's one of the primal issues of the University of Healing. Be yourself and have fun. And always people come up with, well, people wouldn't like me if I were being myself and having fun. Well, maybe if that's what you think being yourself and having fun is, that people wouldn't like, maybe you don't like it. And that's why you say that. Because truly, if you like yourself, and if you like what you're doing, then people will like who you are and what you're doing too. And it doesn't really matter whether they do or not. If you take a spoon of ice cream and you say, that is good, do you care whether anyone else likes it or not? Do you care whether 100 people in the world taking up that same flavor of ice cream, that same source of ice cream, and calling it not good, and you say, well, I thought it was very good. Are you going to change your attitude just because all the people that are looking at it don't like it? They say, people who are crazy, who are mentally unstable, that they look at the rest of the world and they think everybody else is wrong except them. Well, stop and think. Maybe they've got a point. Maybe they've got a point. Who are we? Who are you? Are you being yourself and having fun? Are you doing the things that make you happy? Are you living for yourself? Are you living for your goal, your direction, your life? Different people that we have known have left home. I remember the story that Ellen tells about her leaving her home in Europe and coming to visit in America with friends. And as she told some of her friends she was going to take a trip to America, her friend says, we want to go too. And so they all came along. And Ellen wanted to do the things she wanted to do. And her friends wanted to do the things they wanted to do. Now, sometimes it was compatible and sometimes it was not. But every time Ellen did anything, she did it with such flamboyance and such enjoyment and such wonderful quality. Even Ellen's grandson says, oh, Nana, because when she does something, she is the one who just goes out and is herself and has fun. She goes into a restaurant. And she sees people eating different foods, and she thinks, now, what shall I have to eat? So she goes over to their table, and she doesn't know these people. And she says, how is that food that you have there? It looks very, very good. And they say, oh, great, great, great. It's always, oh, great. And so next thing you know, she comes back, and she sits down, and then the waiter comes, and she orders the food that those people are eating over there. And those people over there see her ordering it, and so she's eating it, and a good big smile on her face, and then she gets up from the table while she's eating her food, and goes over to the other table and says, thank you so much, this is a wonderful dinner, I'm so glad I asked you. Well now, do you think those people liked her comment? Do you think that Ellen liked herself? Do you think Ellen liked the food that she chose because she had made the decision to be herself and have fun? How many times does Ellen see a person and say, my, you look gorgeous, you're beautiful. And the person is a little dowdy, but a little bit in need of a little perking up. And Ellen is a perker-upper. And so she looked at these people and she said to them, you are wonderful, fantastic, you're glowing. And they get a big smile across their face, their cheeks go up, and they get that big rounded smile on their face that doesn't want to go away, and that it shouldn't. And Ellen says, you're wonderful. And they smiling. They don't say anything to Ellen, but they think she's wonderful. They know she's wonderful. They know what a glorious light they have created in their world, having Ellen smile on them. Now, all of us can be ourselves and have fun. It takes courage. It takes courage to be yourself openly and with other people. To be yourself and have fun by yourself, it takes courage too. But this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Finding life to be an exciting, enjoyable adventure. Finding it to be something that we want to use again and again and again. On my iPhone, there is a little device called Fetch, and it goes around fetching different information from my various internet gadgets and network and so forth, and puts it onto my iPhone. And it says, now, if I put it on my iPhone every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, every half hour, every hour, or every day, or however, the more often I put it in, the more energy it uses from my iPhone. Well, now, I don't really have too great a concern. My iPhone is on maybe 4 to 8 hours a day, and then it's in use maybe only about 2 or 3 hours. So it has plenty of energy, and my Fetch gadget can be on there and doing its work every 15 minutes, and it doesn't use up too much energy because I have sufficient energy to do that. Now, if I were using my phone to listen to music all the time and to call people and to be active, very active on the phone, perhaps I'd have to move my Fetch gadget to a longer time. But you see, our lives are like this. We can be fetching from our universal knowledge, from our network inside of us, the divine in us. You know, perhaps the word divine and network might fit quite nicely together. And the divine is the allness. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it is any particular thing. Just like the allness is the good and the bad. The allness doesn't have good or bad. It is turned on or turned off. It is here, it is not here. It is this, it is that. You see, those are all the thing that we're doing is giving them values, and they don't have values in the divine, in the allness. But in the relative, we have values on things. And so we're living in the relative for the moment, and we're calling forth from the divine all of the beautiful aspects it is in our life. But be yourself and have fun is quite a relative term, and that's good. Now, who is yourself? Who am I? What sort of a person am I? Am I a flamboyant person? Am I an outgoing person? Am I a gregarious person, a sharing person? Am I a person that loves everybody, that I like myself? Great! Then use all the energy you can. And just remember, I stay plugged into my divine circuitry. I stay plugged into my network. I stay plugged in all the time because I keep my iPhone plugged in whenever I set it down. I set it down, plugging it into a current. And when I want to use it, I just pick it up, and then it's always charged. It's always upped. It's always full of power. And that's the way I am, always full of power. Always enjoying everything more and more and more beautifully because that's who I am. So, in your life, be yourself and have fun. Live who you are. I live who I am. If we could all be like Ellen, flamboyant, outgoing, self-confident, sharing, being ourselves and having fun, and the self that we are is a very, very, very good self. It's a very wonderful self. It's a very fun self. And then, so it is. So let this day be your day of being yourself and having fun, and get out there and have a ball. And know that that's who I am. Take it or leave it. And I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.